Joining us now to talk more kind of the nuts and bolts, at least of the Republican primary, is Wendell Walker. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's great to be on the show with you and Brian this morning, Mary. And first of all, congratulations on your son graduating from high school yesterday.
Thank you.
I remember when you didn't have children, so now.
Oh, my goodness. I do, too. That's what's so...
I don't.
That's what's so weird is... wow. So, and Brian couldn't understand when I said I was, I was a little teary yesterday, and he couldn't understand why a mother would cry at her son's high school graduation. Can you understand why a mother would cry at her son's high school graduation, Wendell?
I've had two children, and so I understand exactly how you felt, Mary.
Thank you.
Unless if there was some question about it and you were worried it might not happen, then I could see the crying.
Two people in the studio have a heart. The third one we're still questioning. All right, so let's talk about tomorrow's primary, and it's a statewide primary for Democrats and Republicans, and that means when you go to the polls tomorrow, you have to get a ballot. You have to choose one or the other.
Yes, there are going to be two ballots tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You'll have the Republican candidates on one, the Democratic candidates on another. Now, this is a statewide election, mm-hmm. so you'll be choosing the candidates who will be representing each party for November tomorrow. So the gubernatorial, the lieutenant governor's race candidates will be on there. Interesting enough, Republican and Democrats will not have their attorney general candidates on there because they only had one candidate each. So if you're looking for that attorney general candidate, it will not be there. There's only one candidate, and that individual will be on the November ballot. Of course, we have local elections, and that's where it's really important for local people, because you'll be choosing your sheriff for the next 4 years, or you'll be choosing a sheriff that'll be running in November, as well as the candidate for Commonwealth Attorney. So tomorrow is a very important decision day for voters here in the Lynchburg region.
And so real quickly, back to the attorney general, since there's only one, and so there's no such thing as a write-in in the primary?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can write in candidates in the general election, but at this point, no.
Okay. So let's talk about then the possibility for crossover voting.
Well, people talk about that in elections, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. tomorrow I don't anticipate any crossover. If you're a Democrat, you're going to be voting for your ticket for November. If you're a Republican, you'll be voting for your ticket, the candidates. And that's, I don't see that as an issue tomorrow at all. People will have to make a choice, and there may be some people say, well, I'm not a Republican or I'm not a Democrat, but I want to support a certain candidate. You have to make that decision tomorrow.
And there had been, I brought that up because there had been some speculation. I heard some people say, especially in the Lynchburg races, oh, maybe there are going to be some Democrats voting in the Republican primary for Commonwealth's attorney and or for sheriff. And but then, you know, the thought was, like you just said, if you choose to vote in that race, it means you wouldn't be able to choose your candidate for governor on the Democratic side. And this Democratic race for governor has turned out to be very, very interesting. They're probably a lot
much closer than had been expected.
Democrats who had want to weigh in on either Ralph Northam or Tom Perriello.
Well, I think it says a lot about where the Democrat Party is. You have your traditional Democrats, and then you have the progressive Bernie Sanders-type mm-hmm. candidates running here. So it's going to be an interesting race, even for the Democrats here in Virginia tomorrow, choosing their candidate for November.
You know, and there's the same thing in the Republican Party. You have Ed Gillespie, who has every big endorsement you could ask for, and you've got Corey Stewart, at one point was head of the Donald Trump campaign here in this country. And then, as if that weren't enough, you have State Senator Frank Wagner, who, as he likes to tell us, is the only native Virginian in the race. So both parties are getting pushed and pulled by sort of the base versus, you know, more of the establishment of the party. Do you think this warfare is going to go on? Is intra-party stuff for a while?
I would anticipate that. But, you know, at least the voters have a choice this time around on both the tickets, Republican and Democrat. And I think it's good when people have a choice. They can look at the candidates. They can determine the candidates that best represent their values, their issues, and who can be the best leader in taking the Commonwealth forward.
Now, have you been pleasantly surprised at the high-minded nature of the local races and the lack of negative campaigning or attacks upon opponents?
Well, Brian, I'll say this, and most people know, I've been a party activist and leader out here for well over 30 years. And I have to say, this is the first time I've seen our local campaigns go so negative and so sleazy and so attacking each other on a personal level. You know, come Wednesday morning, we're all still going to be living here in Lynchburg. We're all going to be working together. So tomorrow, people have an important decision to make. Who's going to be the future leaders here locally in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office and in the Sheriff's Office?
Regardless of who wins, at some point is the party, and this may go for Democrats as well, going to have to get together and rebuild. And look, you know, we are going to have to live together if we want to be a governing party, because you can have ideological purity all you want. It's difficult to have that and also have a governing majority.
Yeah, that's correct. And I can speak for my party here as Republicans here. Certainly, we have issues within our party. You may have read the stories last Monday night. Meeting was not one of those fun meetings. Actually, it's a meeting that doesn't build the party. Sometimes it just discourages people from becoming involved. But it all boils down to leadership. And, you know, leadership is the most important part. And we have one of our candidates, Mr. Griffin, who is running against Mrs. Harrison, is vice chair of the Republican Party, who has constantly attacked his opponent as being a Democrat. Well, he was there Monday night when she was voted back in as Republican. Bethany Harrison was Republican long before Tim Griffin even finished his law school. I've known and worked with her.
Do you have any worries that she's endorsed by, as much as he doesn't call himself that, the Democratic Commonwealth Attorney right now, Mike Doucette?
Well, it's no question that Mike Doucette is a Democrat, but the fact that he is supporting and recognizes her skills and her abilities to be a great Commonwealth prosecutor, I think that says a lot about the quality and the experience that Bethany Harrison brings to the table. And really, when you're looking for a lawyer, you want the best lawyer that has the most experience and somebody that can be trusted in a courtroom to uphold the law.
We're speaking with Wendell Walker, and you know, we've described you as a longtime local Republican activist. Most recently, you're the vice chairman of the Western Region.
Western Regional Vice Chair for the State Party.
For the Republican Party of Virginia. Okay.
Yes.
Talk about just politics in Virginia in general. I think it's so interesting that Virginia has gone from a red state to a lavender state and now pretty solidly a blue state.
Well, all I can say is that tomorrow in November, I'm going to be doing all I can to turn it back red. I do not like the current colors that are associated with the political parties. But it's all about people getting involved in elections. Elections have consequences. And if you don't make the right decisions in choosing the leadership, whether it's locally or statewide, the end result is, well, look what we have. And, you know, certainly Virginia could be doing much better if we had more conservative leaders leading our state. And that's what we hope to do come November.
You guys have an uphill battle, though, given the way the demographics of the state have changed, especially Northern Virginia. Down to Hampton Roads, with the increased population, the Democrats have won, I think it's 5 statewide races in a row. Is Virginia going to become kind of balkanized that at a national, statewide level, it's more Democrat, but then maybe more at the local, the delegate level, maybe state senators, you have that many more Republicans?
Well, I think come this November, of course, all eyes of the nation are going to be on Virginia.
Oh,
yes. They're going to be watching to see what's happening here and how Virginians vote. I think really this is a challenge and an opportunity for us as Republicans to take back, you know, the gubernatorial, lieutenant governor, and the attorney general's office. And I think, yeah, we have an uphill battle, Brian, but there's nothing impossible if we just commit ourselves to working hard. And the values that we represent here in Central Virginia, I think, are the values that have made the Commonwealth great. But, you know, it's our decision, you know, moving forward.
So they're saying the conventional wisdom is this is a referendum on President Trump, that Virginia's governor's race is going to be a reflection of how well the Virginians think that the president is doing. What grade would you give President Trump so far?
I still support and will continue to support President Trump 100%. President Trump was a businessman. He's not a politician. Washington is not used to having business people run their association or the leadership up there. And I think if I were in the president's shoes, first thing I would have done, you know, as a boss, you come in, you clean house, you put the right kind of leadership around you that can help move your agenda forward. And I think Americans will respond to that. Right now, it's just a political attack. And that turns people off.
So the
but
first
I have confidence that President Trump will be victorious. He will lead and help Virginia.
So you wouldn't recommend the main thing to do would be to make spurious attacks on people on Twitter? Maybe the best way to spend your time as president?
I think if somebody could get a hold of his Twitter and just hide it for a little while.
Change the password.
Speaking of, well, let's talk about in the local, in the Virginia races, the local races, social media versus the printed stuff, the more traditional ways of advertising for candidates. How has that played out in this campaign?
Well, certainly with this day and age, our millennial generations come along. Everybody's connected to technology. That's where you get your news. That's everything socially. And certainly it has changed and affected the way candidates campaign now. Mm-hmm. So you focus more on your Facebook, Instagram, and messaging like that. And certainly that's been the case here with our local elections. You know, I've probably read the Facebook and the stuff that's going on there as much as the local newspapers and things. But social media does have a big impact on elections and individuals.
Do you predict a pretty high turnout tomorrow in Lynchburg, given this has been a very very high profile race for a primary?
Yes, I think folks even in Richmond have been asking and watching what's going on here in Lynchburg because of the intensity of the campaigns among the candidates here. And so I think Lynchburg is going to have a little bit higher than average, you know, primary vote. The primary votes are generally low.
What is the average?
Probably not 20%. I mean, I think if you could get over 20, you'd
probably
be happy.
Probably less than that. But okay. I think because of the intense campaigning with the local races, you can see more of a turnout. And certainly it's going to be an important day for people making decisions here.
A lot of it boils down to, like you said, motivation by voters. And I've just been struck. We've talked to the candidates, and they've talked about how busy they are going door to door. They are just trying to go hit every house in. Have you been doing that, too?
My wife and I have been out there several times a week knocking on doors, making phone calls. So only do I talk politics, I actually get out and knock on doors and talk to people. And that's the great part about campaigning. When you interact with individuals at their home and they say, well, tell me about this. So we're actually educating people about the candidates, about the issues. So I enjoyed the door-to-door.
But talk about some of the rude reactions you've gotten. Have you gotten any rude reactions? I guess I should ask that question first.
Mary, yeah. People are people.
How could
it's
you not?
Human nature. We've had some that, no, thank you, we're not interested. And we've had some that actually invited us in and sat down for 10 or 15 minutes. Would you like some iced tea? Would you tell me, answer questions? So it ranges from one extreme to the other. But here in Central Virginia, you know, the people are great. And, you know, it's just fun being out there helping the candidates.
So
the message out.
At least at the local level, that very retail sort of politics, that meeting the voters and going door to door to door to door, still has a place in campaigning. Is it being slowly pushed out by social media?
No, your door to door is the number one priority for a candidate running, because you've got to go face to face with the voter. You've got to meet them, talk to them, explain why you're running, what the issues are, and why you want them to vote. Social media would probably fall in behind that, but not everybody. You know, the older generation, like some of us, may not always be connected to Facebook and the other social medias, but they will certainly welcome you home to sit down and talk about issues. So door-to-door is very important.
It's amazing to me. It's we've been talking about it during this primary campaign season about how important local elections are. Even though the national elections are the ones that get all the attention, the local ones they're the ones where you have more of an influence than ever, because it's local. I mean, the candidate is coming to your door and you're able to spend 10 or 15 minutes saying, these are my priorities. And then these are the ones they're making the decisions about your child's education and your community's law enforcement and how your tax dollars are spent. And yet, just a handful of people can be bothered to go to the polls on election day.
You know, America is a great nation, and I think people forget so much about the freedoms and liberties that our founders wanted us to have and intent. It's up to us to get out here and be engaged in politics, even local, because the local decision makers are the ones that's going to be increasing your taxes, mm-hmm. going to be adding fees, and all of that impacts your family. So the money, your freedom and liberties. So yes, local politics is extremely important, and that's the reason I enjoy the local politics and helping candidates, because those decisions are going to impact my family.
So, and real quickly, Wendell, when folks go to the polls tomorrow, on the ballot for every Virginian will be the governor's race and lieutenant governor. But then after that, it'll be the local the local candidates, whether it's in Lynchburg for Commonwealth Attorney and Sheriff, or if it's Board of Supervisors in the outline in the counties in our area. What are some other races that you're watching carefully, local races?
Well, primarily those are the local regions that I'm watching here at Lynchburg. Of course, Region 2000, you have, like you've mentioned, the county supervisors races, some school board races. Mm-hmm. And all of those are very important races, and people need to think about, you know, not voting just for governor, lieutenant governor, but going down the ballot and pick those individuals that are either incumbents or people that you know. So, yes, tomorrow will be kind of a multiple choice, but those decisions made tomorrow, those will be the final decisions come November.
We'll be talking to you again soon. Wendell Walker, thanks so much.
Great to be with you this morning, Brian and Mary. Thank you.